Both programs essentially do the same thing. Doctors certify patients to use medical marijuana if they have a qualifying condition. But there are significant differences in the details. By sheer numbers, Missouri has more than 17,000 patients in the program, even though there's still no legal place to buy the drug. Compare that with Illinois. There were less than 3,000 patients in the first 10 months of their program. Some would say easier access is a good thing, like Dan Vietz.
You know, Article 14 of the Missouri Constitution is one of the best medical marijuana laws in the country.
Okay, Vietz is a little biased. He's a president of New Approach Missouri, and he helped write the bill. Who has access, how they're getting access, and how the programs can be changed in the future are just a few differences between the two states. Vietz believes one of the main reasons Missouri's law is superior is how it was passed. It was done through a voter referendum that made it a constitutional amendment, meaning lawmakers don't really have a say in how the program is run.
I think if it were merely a statutory initiative, the legislature would already have begun to undo important parts of it.
Illinois passed their law legislatively, which required some negotiating to get it through. Here's Illinois State Representative Bob Morgan.
And the only way we were able to pass it was to make it not just one of the strongest, but one of the most restrictive medical cannabis programs in the country.
It may be worth noting, Illinois was one of the earliest states to approve a medical program. The stigma surrounding cannabis in general has shifted since 2013. Illinois and Missouri both have several qualifying conditions, but in Missouri, patients can also be certified in the professional judgment of a physician. This means if you have any ailment that a doctor believes marijuana could help, you could get a card. Vietz says that's how it should be.
And that's not unusual. Doctors have that discretion with most medications.
That's true. Sometimes doctors can prescribe medications for conditions they weren't necessarily intended to treat. A doctor who knows their patient has that authority, which brings up another big difference between the laws. Illinois requires a, quote, bona fide relationship between the patient and physician. This means the physician has to prove they've had an ongoing relationship with that patient and has been responsible for the assessment and treatment of the qualifying condition. Chris Stone owns and operates medical dispensaries in Illinois. He benefits from selling marijuana, but even he says that bona fide relationship is crucial to patient health.
They need to understand what you're currently taking, if you're taking other medications, and how that's going to interact with your body and how cannabis would then interact with your body and those other medications.
Some would argue, though, this is hindering patients' access. And you may have guessed it, but Vietz is one of them.
Many hospitals forbid the doctors who work with them from qualifying patients for cannabis. So those patients who have a so-called bona fide relationship with a doctor may very well have that relationship with a doctor who is forbidden by his or her employer from qualifying that patient for cannabis.
This was more of a problem for Illinois when they first passed the law. Remember, the stigma is changing. It's not as big of an issue anymore. Lyndall Fraker, who's in charge of Missouri's program for the Department of Health and Senior Services, says the law takes a lot of pressure off of the department in deciding who can get a card.
It puts a lot of it more back on the doctor and their license through the Board of Healing Arts than it does us actually telling them what they can and can't do.
There's a caveat to this, though. Morgan says maintaining that patient-physician relationship is crucial in preventing what he called doctor mills, where doctors can set up shop and charge extra to patients who just want access to marijuana, not necessarily for medical reasons.
It also jeopardizes the real integrity you have of making sure that these patients really are those that are intended to participate in the program.
Missouri is still deciding who gets to operate the 192 dispensaries and 60 cultivation sites the law allows for. Even that's a stark difference compared to Illinois. They allowed for a maximum of 60 dispensaries and 21 cultivation sites. Dispensaries are set to open in the spring, and when they do, Missouri has a clear trend: easier access and more medical marijuana. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.